What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Racy Podcast. This is your host, Christopher Zamora. Welcome to the show. So today, guys, I want to speak to you about the movie called Immaculate. The movie came out last month, and I just recently just saw it. This movie is terrifying. It is actually pretty terrifying. The only real reason I wanted to see this movie is because of Sydney Sweeney. Yeah, Sydney Sweeney. And also because this is a horror movie and this is a horror podcast mixed with combat sports, but I try to mostly focus on the horror aspect, you know? Yeah, this movie is a horror movie, and I'd say it's a good one, it's a good one. So Immaculate, it's about a nun that supposedly she goes to this place, and like this place is like, it's like more like of a cult. It's not supposedly like helping, I guess, like the other people. I don't know, it's just a strange place. Look, I'll read the summary for you. It's an American nun embarks on a new journey when she joins a remote convent in the Italian countryside. However, her warm welcome quickly turns into a living nightmare when she discovers her new home harbors a sinister secret and unspeakable horrors. The movie actually does start with something very sinister. Like, there was a nun trying to escape, and supposedly, like, the other nuns, they were going after her. And the crazy part is, while she was escaping, there was a gate right there, and she tried to open it, but she couldn't. She tried to fit in on that gate so she can get out, but then the nuns, they drag her, and then, like, they broke her leg, so she won't be able to ever walk. And that same nun, she came out right at the ending, but she was dead, supposedly. She was dead, and she wasn't ever gonna come back. But like for our main character, Sydney Sweeney, she plays as Sister Cecilia. Like the summary says, she goes to visit this place. This place is very sinister, and well, I'm going to tell you the summary, like the main plot points of the story. She supposedly gets pregnant. That's the main thing. That's the main thing for this storyline. A nun cannot get pregnant because now she's following the word of God. And so the thing that got her pregnant was like there was a, I'm guessing it was like a tool that they use like for Jesus Christ. And supposedly like this tool, it had like some blood on it, like blood of Jesus when they were putting screws on his hands, you know. And so they kept this screw for every, I guess, for every new nun that came in. Sydney Sweeney's character Cecilia, she was the newest one, and since she touched it, that thing made her pregnant. I really don't know the name of the tool, but it was something very important. Every other character, they were using gloves, so I don't know why, but Cecilia, she like somehow touched it without no gloves, and then she fainted and woke up in a hospital. She then started noticing that she was puking, and then like the main person, the one that is in charge of that place, he asked her if she ever had sexual intercourse and all those questions. That's when they did her the test that she actually had a baby inside. Do you know who else had a baby inside without having any sexual intercourse? Mary. That was supposedly like she was chosen, supposedly, but she really wasn't. Like, she didn't know about this until right at the ending until one of the other main characters, Alvaro Morte, he's actually the guy that came out on Money Heist I'm surprised that he was on this movie. He came out as the father in this film. Not the father of the baby, but like the father who tells the word of God. He was the one that told Cecilia about everything that had happened to her while she was there. And like almost every single night, she kept on seeing things about like some ghosts, some different things happening. And she even saw one of her friends that she made there. Like, she actually got her tongue cut out, which was very scary. It was very disturbing. And there was this other nun that was a part of, you know, the whole church place. She was in charge of it, and she just told her that she would never be able to get out of that place. But it was like very demonic, you know. It's very strange. Even like Sydney Sweeney's acting, it was pretty good. Like her screaming and also like her face reactions, they were on point. Like I probably would have been scared as well. And she did a great job with all of this. Dude, but like the ending, I was so surprised, dude. Oof. It was like one of the craziest endings I've probably might have seen like for this year. And I was thinking of actually watching this movie in theaters. The good thing I actually didn't, man. Oof. Because I would have left theater like all shocked and everything. Actually watched it at home. But damn. It was crazy. So you know that Cecilia was pregnant and she was trying to escape this place. Alvaro Mortis' character, he somehow survived the fire that supposedly Cecilia set off on his laboratory. He somehow was still alive. And he said that if she didn't want to give out the baby, then they could have just started all over with another new nun that was going to come in. Which is crazy. The only reason why they were doing this is because they were just playing God and they really thought that they were doing something right. But it wasn't. It was just crazy. It was just crazy talk, you know? But Cecilia, she tried to run away, and Alvaro Mortis' character, he tried to actually stab the baby, which was crazy. She was pregnant and he used the tool I told you about. He used the same tool on her stomach and try to cut her open. Yeah, man, it's just, eek. That was a crazy moment in the film. And the good thing is that Cecilia actually made out. She actually put that thing right on his head, that tool right on his head, and now he was dead. He was dead and he was never gonna come back. Before she actually took care of that guy, there were actually two other people that she killed so she can escape. But once she got out, that's when the baby actually came out. Oh man, that scene. Like, she was just screaming and screaming. And finally, the baby came out of her, you know? Yeah, the baby came out and it didn't look good. Well, actually, we never actually really got to see how the baby actually looked. But we actually got a reaction of Cecilia. She wasn't a fan of it. She was shocked. She was shocked to see what she gave birth. It's crazy. And she also got a rock. And then she actually threw it to the baby. Like, she actually threw the rock just like that, man. To the baby. And that was the ending of the movie. Yeah, dude. It was insane. It was a crazy freaking scene. What an ending for a movie. That was unexpected. I really wasn't expecting for that movie to be that crazy. Look, Rotten Tomatoes actually gave this movie, let me see, I'm checking right now, a 71% on Rotten Tomatoes for the critic score, a 60% for the audience score. We actually do rate the movie just like that. I'll give it like around 6 or 7 out of 10. But I was intrigued, man. I was interested in this story. There was a few parts that actually they got me. Yeah, it's a scary movie. It was a good one. If you do want to see this movie, just watch it with a friend or something. Don't watch it alone like I did. Yeah, it was just a crazy movie, but it is worth watching. And yeah, that was it for Immaculate. Now I just want to move on to Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. This fight is going down tonight, man. And man, this is a very hard choice. I want Ryan Garcia to win, but man, it's just so hard to be a fan of his. Supposedly, he made a bet with Devin Haney, saying that he will pay him at least $500,000 for each pound that he missed weight on. And on the day of, when they had to do the weigh-in, Ryan Garcia came in at 143 pounds. They had to be at 140. So now he owes $1.5 million to Devin Haney. That's probably the easiest money Devin Haney has ever made. Ever, to be honest. I don't know, man. It just seems so hard to be a fan of his, of Ryan Garcia. I don't even know if he's actually taking the fight serious. Maybe he just wants the media attention. Or maybe he's like a genius. Maybe he can actually can take down Devin Haney. But who knows, man? Let's see, man. I really want him to win, but I feel like Devin Haney might win by points. Which is crazy, man. That's like Devin Haney's thing now. He mostly goes for the the decision. I don't think there's going to be a KO for Devin Haney. Maybe for Ryan Garcia, yeah. If there is a KO, they probably might come in around round 8 or so. That's what I believe. Round 8 or 9, that's when I believe that the KO might come in for Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia hopefully KOs Devin Haney around there. Maybe he gets a stoppage. Doesn't matter, man. Damn. Let's see how it actually goes, dude. Hopefully Ryan Garcia actually took this fight serious, and damn, man, it's just so hard to be a fan of his, like I keep saying. This is going to be an interesting fight. I believe that Ryan Garcia is actually going to come forward, and like in the first 4 to 5 rounds, he's going to try to KO Devin Haney. But the farther the fight goes, like if this fight goes over 9 rounds, like around 10, 11, or 12, that could easily be Devin Haney's rounds, because he'll be like hyper focused. And like Devin Haney is not really a fighter that actually tries to go for a KO. He mostly goes for a win, for a decision win. He's going to get good shots at Ryan Garcia on the later rounds. But like for the first 5 rounds, he's going to be in trouble. But we'll see. We'll see, man. We'll see if he actually does something. If he actually does get a KO, man, Ryan Garcia, he's a genius, man. He's like a genius marketer. The only real reason people are tuning in to this fight because he's just sucking smack to Devin Haney, and people just want to see him lose, or might want to see him get KO'd. We will see, man. I am rooting for Ryan Garcia to win, but damn, man, this is really hard to be a fan of his. Let's see how it actually goes on that fight, dude. And yeah, guys, that is it for this podcast. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you guys did made it this far, make sure to actually follow this podcast on wherever you are listening to it. If you are listening to it on Pandora, YouTube, Spotify, or any other platform, make sure to follow it and also recommend this podcast to a friend or neighbor that actually likes listening to stuff about horror movies and combat sports. Maybe they will enjoy this podcast as much as you do. And yeah, guys, that is it for this podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening. Take care and live to the fullest. Bye.